Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Susan, I just spoke to one of the workers at the ticket office. She told me that the 7:30 a.m. train we are waiting for has been delayed. It won't be ready to leave until 8:30.
Oh, that's really bad news. I really doubt we'll be able to get to the conference in time for the first talk at 9:30.
You're right. And that is the talk that we absolutely cannot miss. I'll try to find out how we can get to the bus station. That might be a faster way to get to the conference.
Number 32. What time is the train expected to depart? Number 33. Why are the speakers worried? Number 34. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Vincent. I just found out that you won an award for the public library you designed last year. You must be delighted. Congratulations.
Thanks, Grace. Actually, I'm very surprised that I won it.
I'm sure you deserve to win. How was the awards show?
It was a lot of fun. Actually, if you go to my website, you'll be able to see some pictures from the event.
I'll definitely check it out. Are you designing any new buildings right now?
Well, I've just begun working on the first designs for a large mall that will be built next to the baseball stadium.
Oh, really? That sounds like a big project. I hope it turns out well for you.
Number 35. Why does the woman congratulate the man? Number 36. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 37. What is the man currently designing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Edward. Are we all prepared to cater BK Construction's party this evening? I'm sure the guests are all looking forward to trying our seafood buffet.
Well, we've come across a problem. The front page of the service contract has been taken off, and I can't find it. That page has the party address and the contact telephone number.
Oh, that's strange. Fortunately, I have the customer's email address. I'll write it down for you now. I suggest you contact them right away to find out the event location.
Number 38. Where do the speakers probably work? Number 39. Why is the man concerned? Number 40. What will the man probably do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mary. Have you seen the manager of our apartment complex anywhere? I'm waiting to receive an important package and I'm wondering if it's in his office.
Well, I haven't seen him for a couple of days either. Maybe he's sick or took time off for a personal matter.
That must be the case. Can you think of any other way to get into his office to check if my package is in there?
Sure. Just go and speak to the maintenance manager in room 105. He will be able to let you into the building manager's office.
Number 41. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 42. What does the man mean when he says,
"That must be the case"?
Number 43. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Karen, Lisa, how are the arrangements going for the customer service workshop you will be leading next week?
Everything is going smoothly. We just need to meet with our department supervisor at 10 a.m. tomorrow to go over a few details.
Yes, and I think it's going to be a really good training session.
I'm sure it will be. Is there anything I can do to help you with the workshop?
Actually, if you're heading upstairs, would you mind putting up a notice in the employee break room?
No problem. Do you have it with you now?
I'll quickly print it out for you. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Number 44. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 45. When will the woman meet with their supervisor? Number 46. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Jeremy, do you happen to know anything about fixing cameras?
Not much, I'm afraid. Is there a problem with yours?
Yes. All of the pictures I take turn out blurry. I've tried to fix it, but nothing seems to work. I should probably just get a new one.
In that case, I suggest going to Moe's Electronics. It has some nice cameras, and no other place in the city can match its low prices.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I'd rather not have to spend too much, if possible. Where is the store located?
It's on Park Avenue near the Walton Hotel. How about going together right now? I wouldn't mind picking up a new battery for my own camera.
Number 47. What is the problem with the woman's camera? Number 48. What does the woman mean when she says,
I'll keep that in mind.
Number 49. What does the man say that he will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I have your delivery here. There are bread rolls, tomatoes, onions, and some herbs and spices. The restaurant manager will need to sign for it.
Unfortunately, he's just popped out to the bank during his lunch break. I'm the head chef here. Can I sign for it instead?
Sorry, but I need the manager's signature. It's our new policy. When will he be back from his lunch break? I'll return then.
He will be back by 1 p.m., so please try to get back here in about 45 minutes.
Number 50. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 51. What does the man offer to do? Number 52. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Amanda. Were you planning on coming to the Tenants Association meeting? We're holding it in my apartment at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow.
I thought that the meeting had been rescheduled because a few of the residents in our building are away on vacation right now.
Actually, we have some important issues to discuss, so I decided to go ahead with the meeting, even though some people can't attend.
Oh, I see. Well, I have to do some overtime at work, so I don't think I'll arrive at the meeting on time. You can just start without me.
Number 53. When is the meeting scheduled to begin? Number 54. What does the woman mention about the other residents? Number 55. Why will the woman miss the start of the meeting? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, and thank you for calling Meridown Fruit Orchard. My name is Nick. What can I do for you?
Hi, this is Greta Jacobson, and I'm the owner of Good Life Health Foods on Regent Street. I'd like to speak with Mike Matthews about the apples that were sent out to us yesterday.
I'm afraid Mr. Matthews isn't here at the orchard. Although he owns the business, he doesn't spend much of his time here. I would suggest that you call him on his cell phone.
Okay, I'll do that. I have his business card in front of me. Thanks for your time.
Number 56. Where most likely does the woman work? Number 57. Who does the woman want to speak to? Number 58. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to become a member of this library. I just moved to this neighborhood and I read a lot of books.
Great. Before I can issue a library card to you, I'll need some details. First, I need something with your new address on it. Did you bring any bills with you?
How about this one? I just received it this morning at my new apartment.
That's perfect. I also need you to fill out this application form. I will submit it for you today, and you should get your card in the mail by Wednesday. Let me know if it hasn't arrived by the end of the week.
Number 59. What does the man want to do? Number 60. Why does the man say,
"How about this one?"
Number 61. According to the woman, when should the man receive something in the mail? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Irving. This is Sarah. I was wondering if you could stop by the conference room to set up the projector for the big client presentation this afternoon. I know that it frequently has technical problems, and you're the only one that seems to be able to make it work.
Well, I'd love to sort it out for you, but I'm over at the 10th Street office installing some computers. Why don't you give me a call again later, and I can talk you through the process? I should be able to tell you everything over the phone.
That should be okay. Is there anything I can do to make sure nothing goes wrong with the projector during the presentation?
Yes, there is. The power outlet cannot handle too many devices, so you should make sure that you only have the projector and computer plugged in.
Number 62. Why does the woman call the man? Number 63. What does the man offer to do? Number 64. What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Donald, I've been reviewing our Martinelli's branch profits for last year, and I've noticed an interesting trend.
Oh, what's that? I guess our sales increased when we started offering the double cheeseburger and fries meal deal.
Yes, but there's something else. I noticed that we made the most profit when we had an equal number of part-timers and full-timers.
That's interesting. Maybe you should talk to the managers of other Martinelli's branches and see if they've noticed anything similar.
That's what I'm planning to do, and perhaps we will need to hire more full-time staff.
Number 65. What type of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 66. Look at the graphic. According to the speakers, which quarter was the most profitable? Number 67. What does the man suggest? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
It was so nice of the CEO to give all of the staff tickets for the play this weekend.
Yeah, you're right. I don't normally go to the theater, but I'm looking forward to seeing this production with the rest of our staff.
Me too. Do you have any plans for how to get there?
The bus takes too long, so I think it would be better to drive. You're welcome to join me if you need a ride.
That sounds great. How long do you think it will take us to get there?
Well, if we take Highway 104, it should only take us around 40 minutes from downtown Fairfax.
Number 68. What type of event will take place this weekend? Number 69. What does the man suggest? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Where is the event most likely being held?